And that's what the Greek word physios means. It means nature. Question, sisters. How many natures does Christ have? How many? Sister, how many natures does Christ have? Thanks. Well, I made sure I was talking to believing Catholics. So Christ has two natures. Now, Christ as God. Remember we had the presence of God. Christ as God is everywhere. Who remembers the official name for God's everywhereness? Ubiquity. How do you spell it? Molto bene. Ubiquity. Sisters, I'm not just playing with words. This is our faith. Christ is God. He is everywhere. The second person, of course, along with the first and third persons, was Christ as God present in Nazareth before the Annunciation. He had to be, otherwise there wouldn't be a Nazareth. Was the second person of the Trinity present in Mary before the Annunciation?
Yes.
Otherwise there wouldn't be a Mary. And sisters, if I get this one idea, pardon me, into your brains, it would be worth my coming to Calcutta for. Once God became man, then Christ, His presence, as God, again, everywhere, but as man, only, and I repeat, this is your faith and mine, sisters. And I've asked, O Lord, as I think I told you, my first Mass, every day, like this morning, I ask for the grace of martyrdom. Here I am, it's already 6:25, I'm still alive. And I ask for the grace of martyrdom for the Eucharist. Because many of my fellow Jesuits, they were murdered while offering Mass. Consequently, when Holy Father talks about Christ's presence, and it is Christ's presence, but there's only one place on earth that Christ is present physically, and that is in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Eucharist, where the two natures of Christ, in other words, Christ Himself, over the years, as you know, Holy Father called Mother Teresa. Remember, you heard about this? And told her, that was about 15 years ago. I told you this, didn't I? Oh, he said, Mother, I'm very happy with what you're doing for the poorest of the poor. Continue doing that. However, I want your missionaries of charity to start teaching the faith. Our missionaries of charity be catechists. And Mother, she didn't object, she just told the Holy Father. But my sisters are not prepared for that. That I think she said, this is not their vocation. He told her, that was not your vocation. Is your vocation now? That's why I'm here, sisters. I'm here under orders of the Holy See. I am practicing my fourth vow, obedience to the Holy Father. In other words, I'm sharing with you what then the Vicar of Christ has ordered Mother and through her the community to teach the faith. And the poorest of the poor sisters are not mainly the physically poorest of the poor. They are the spiritually poorest of the poor, those who lack the faith. Now, a decision has been made in this 15 years that the missionaries of charity concentrate proclaiming Christ, teaching the Catholic faith to the poorest of the poor materially, physically. Am I clear? That's a decision which, well, has been made now over these years. Question. Can rich people, wealthy people with a lot of money, be spiritually poor? Can poor people, starving people, be spiritually rich? And consequently, and with this, we close tonight's class. In fact, this week's class, right? We don't have class tomorrow, do we? Do we have class tomorrow, Frank? I did not think so. It is not several work, so we could have it. I don't think so. To best of my knowledge, there's no class tomorrow. We will soon find out. In other words, and with this we close, these different ways in which Christ is present are all true, but Christ is physically present. That's what we mean by real presence. And sisters, who knows the Latin word for thing? Just the word for thing. In Latin. Oh, sisters. Res, and that's res is the noun. Realis is the adjective. Realis, real, is realis. So, our Lord's presence in the Eucharist is presencia realis. The it, the thing. That which makes Jesus, Jesus, that is present. To be continued, as far as I know, on Monday. Thank you for being here. Shall we pray? Oh, sisters, we should have said the Angelus, right? Can we say it now? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us
sinners, now and at the hour
of our death.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
And the Word was made flesh. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, through the incarnation of Christ your Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen.